What are you blowing the foghorn for?
Testing it. It works.
Good observation. My guess is you're signaling your sweetie on the mainland.
I don't have one of those.
What's her name again? Colleen?
Colette.
Ah, pretty name.
I let her know I made it to the island and to work.
And scare the rest of the villagers half to death, I'm sure? You were hired to run the radio.
And cook around here. And clean. And repair the lens on the lighthouse light.
All right. Point taken. Yes, you were hired to do just about everything around here.
I should go down and check the weather report.
I did that before you arrived.
Anything?
Possibility of a storm later tonight. Nothing rambunctious predicted, though.
Another boring night. It's the same out here at the lighthouse.
You should be thankful. Back 20 years ago, we had...
I know. A nor'easter that blew the windows out of the lighthouse.
And lest you forget, ripped the moorings off of the island. We were stranded here for days.
Days? You said two.
That's days, isn't it?
If you say so.
Part of the job is listening to your blithering and much older employer. Sorry about that.
I'm sure it was scary.
With all the beans to eat and liquor in the cabinet, we threw a party.
Speaking of moorings.
Yes, I should go and make sure all is well. I just don't want to go back down all these stairs now that I'm up here. I sure complain a lot, don't I?
Don't we all?
Good answer. Wait a moment.
What?
Where I'm pointing. See? On the mainland?
A light? Is it signaling?
I'm not sure. It went out.
Strange.
Not sure I like that.
You want me to radio the mainland and have someone...
No.
The police?
No, don't. It's probably just one of the villagers out for a late night stroll.
Is that a...
A ship's horn off out on the water?
Way out there. I'll check the radio.
Do that. Were we expecting any ships passing through this way tonight? Nothing listed. Still, that rarely means a thing.
Alrighty, let's get you tuned up. Nothing out there yet. Lighthouse crack hollow to any ships in the vicinity? Lighthouse crack hollow to any ships in the vicinity.
Gerald?
Yes, Mr. Brisbane?
You need to get up here.
Yes, sir.
If it isn't one thing, it's absolutely another.
Yes, sir. What is it? Do you want the coffee on?
The last thing on my mind is coffee. See that? Or am I imagining things?
Where?
Off out there, southwest-ish.
A light.
On and then off, right?
Looks that way.
Anything on the radio?
Nothing.
Just great. We've got a ship in distress.
Why aren't they signaling then?
They're signaling someone, aren't they?
I don't know what's going on.
That makes two of us. Maybe you should put that coffee on. Wait, down at the moorings.
You're right, someone's landed.
Don't stand there gaping, Gerald. Go see who it is and what they need. I just thought this was going to be a quiet night.
I'll grab a lantern and go down there.
And your slicker. It's beginning to sprinkle out there.
Hello out there? I can't see you.
Use your lantern then, silly.
Colette?
Who else would it be?
You never know. What are you doing out here on the island?
I came to see you.
You came out here all by yourself? Whatever for?
Didn't I just say, you act like you don't want to see me? That could hurt a lady's feelings.
I'm sorry. It's beginning to get a bit hectic out here.
Oh? How's that then?
We think there's a ship out there. But we can't raise them on the radio, and someone on shore had a light.
So...
I think it might have been a signal.
Oh, please, Gerald. With no electric lights on the streets of our little village, people go out with lanterns all the time.
I don't know if it was a lantern. It could have been...
Well, please, can we continue this in the lighthouse? I'm starting to get wet.
Right. Sorry. I'm just distressed. Here, you can squeeze with me under the slicker.
I thought you'd never ask.
Wait, look.
What is it?
Did you see that? It was light out on the water.
It was lightning. Silly.
I don't think so.
Let's go inside and get some coffee. It's getting cold to the bone out here.
Sure, of course. Come on.
There you are. Who is it?
Me, Mr. Brisbane.
Colette? You know the lighthouse isn't some public house during a storm, girl.
I don't see a storm.
I think it's coming.
Feel it in your bones, do ya?
No, I can see it on the horizon. See?
It's just a bit of thunder.
Gerald is here to work, not socialize.
I know that. You won't even know I'm here.
I'll go below and try to get them on the radio.
Good idea, but I feel that something isn't right.
Really? Why is that, Mr. Brisbane?
I've been doing this work for 30 years, and when a ship can't be raised on the radio and won't show anything but a flashing light, something isn't right.
Maybe it's a sea monster.
Make light of it if you want to.
I'm not. I'm really not. You and Gerald are just so serious.
About our work, we are. Remember the spring of 1918?
I was just a kid then. You know that. But Mother told me all the stories.
The oyster boat that got separated from their other ships.
Boat? Ha. It had 50 men on it, and we lost the main power to the light.
And the backup, from what they say.
They say correctly. I drenched the roof in kerosene and tried to start a fire to get them to stop.
The rocks.
Yes, the rocks. This part of New England is notorious for the rocks. All 50 men.
You two do not know how to show a girl a good time. You know that? Here I came out to say hello to my favorite gentleman, and you're bringing up the past.
We didn't ask you to come.
Mr. Brisbane.
Sorry. The memories all came back.
Here, let me go down and make a pot of coffee and break out some of the grub I bought.
Grub?
Naturally. You didn't think I would come without bearing gifts, did you?
Such as?
Cakes, a couple of pies, and...
What kind of pies?
Mincemeat.
Ah, you can stay then.
I think I saw light flickering out there on the horizon.
More lightning, silly.
I don't think so.
Come down and help me make up the grub, if that's all right with Mr. Brisbane.
Yes, yes. I've got it here.
Is that your radio, Gerald?
It is. I better go. It might be the ship. This is Lighthouse Crack Hollow. This frequency is open. Over.
Gerald? Helen Oates here.
Miss Oates, do you have a ship coming in tonight?
No, they're all in.
Oh, there's a ship out in the water and I can't get it on the radio.
Is Colette out there?
Yes, she just got here.
And a ship, you say? Expect me in a half hour.
Miss Oates? I don't think. Over.
Room for cream, Mr. Brisbane?
Please, don't insult my coffee that way.
All right, I figured as much. Here.
Thank you kindly.
It's hot.
It would be. Be careful of that burner, Colette. It stays hot for quite a while, even after you're done using it.
You'll keep the coffee warm then.
Hot, more like.
Mr. Brisbane?
Yes? Got a question?
About the light.
What about it?
With the storm brewing out there...
You afraid the light will go out?
No. Well, unless the power is cut.
Never happen. We have backup.
That's good to know. I mean, is the light strong enough to shine through the storm?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is. That lens is one of the most powerful all along the coastline here. It'll shoot through any fog or storm.
Good.
This lighthouse here has kept ships from breaking up on the rocks for nearly 200 years now.
That's amazing.
I think so.
How far out can a ship see the light?
Several miles. We know what we're doing here, Colette.
Oh, I didn't doubt that for a minute. I was just curious.
Go on up if you want to and take a look around the light. Just do me a favor and don't touch anything.
You don't mind?
Why should I mind? You're from the village and have every right to look at our lighthouse.
Maybe one day I'll put Crack Hollow on the map.
Hope so. For all the right reasons, though.
Sure. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Gerald, that you?
It's me and Mrs. Oates.
She made it then. Good.
You don't have to take my elbow, Gerald. I know how to walk up a set of stairs.
Yes, ma'am. I meant no disrespect.
I am not completely helpless, you know.
There you are. Hello there, Helen.
Sean, it's gonna be a rough night out here.
Not any worse than the peeling you gave poor Gerald there.
He's tough, and so am I.
Again, I only wanted to make sure.
Let's forget it, Gerald. You should go back below and see if you can't radio whoever's out there.
So there is a ship out there?
We think so. But if there is, it isn't moving quickly. Won't show a light, but every so often, it can't be raised on the radio.
Odd.
They're probably having trouble of some kind.
Where's Colette?
Up top, looking over the light. I told her she could.
I should go and check on her.
You should go down and get on the radio like I told you to. You can check on your sweetheart later.
She's not...
He's blushing. First I chewed him out, and now you've embarrassed him.
He's having a tough night.
I'm glad I'm the butt of so many jokes around here.
Me too.
All right, fine. I'll go below.
He's the best hand you've ever had out here at the lighthouse, Sean.
Shh. Don't let him hear you say that.
He is.
I know he is, but he doesn't have to know that.
And you say Colette is up top?
Yep.
Why did she come out here?
I assume to see your sweetie.
Oh.
The real question is, why are you out here on a night like this?
Maybe I'm here for the same reason.
Now, Helen, you and I have talked about that, and we're getting on up in years.
Excuses, you idiot.
Don't distract me. I've got work to do.
Right. About that ship.
I've tried using the binoculars, but can't make out anything out on the water.
Let me see.
Fine. Here.
Hmm.
Why so curious? And on a night like this?
It could be one of my ships out there.
Pull the other one. You know where every one of your ships is at all times.
I've had one lobster boat that was supposed to be working up the coast up near Nova Scotia go silent.
Sunk?
The authorities up there can't find any sign of wreckage.
You have a captain go rogue on you?
Don't know. It wouldn't be the first time.
I remember. Back... how many years ago now?
A long time. He thought he would try and sell my boat without me knowing about it.
And cooled his heels in prison, if I recall correctly.
Not until after I'd punched him right in the face.
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Oates.
Colette, like the light up there?
It's fascinating how it all works. The light is so bright.
I hope you didn't go staring into it. It'll burn your eyeballs out.
No.
Wonderful. Storm is moving in. I wish whoever is out there would give us some kind of signal.
Where's Gerald?
Down below, trying to call up whoever is out there.
I thought you had to close up the public house.
I did. I decided with no customers to shut her up early.
I didn't know old Perry would let you do that.
What he doesn't know certainly won't hurt him.
He won't hear it from me.
Want some coffee?
Sure, I'll get it.
Be careful of that burner.
I know all about it. I've been out here before, if you remember.
I remember.
It's boiling hot.
Good. Just the way I like it.
Speak for yourself.
I just did.
Did you ever see a ship out there, Mr. Brisbane?
Not a whisker of one.
I'm sure someone's out there.
If Gerald can't get them on the radio, I'm not sure what we're going to do. If there's anyone out there, I know they can see us.
It makes you thankful for this lighthouse of ours.
Maybe we should radio for help.
Help? Who?
We don't want to bother the cavalry. They'll take all of our credit if we...
Who would you call?
The Coast Guard. There's a couple ships anchored down south at Bushy Head.
Surely you wouldn't need to do that.
I must be seeing things.
What?
I saw light out on the water.
You did? Give me those binocs.
I didn't see any light.
Someone's out there.
Why won't they call up on the radio?
It was a no-go.
What are they playing at out there?
Good question. Anyone here know?
Why would any of us know, Miss Oates?
I thought Colette might know.
Me?
Yes, you. And are you by chance planning on using that pistol in your pocket, or do you just carry it around for fun?
What?
A gun?
Every one of you back up against the wall over there, and before anyone asks, yes, I, in fact, know how to use this.
I can attest to that. She's a deadeye.
Please, all of you. Back up against the wall.
All right. You're calling this thing now with that gun in your hand.
I certainly am.
All right, Colette. None of us is moving. Now what?
Gerald.
Don't speak to me.
Gerald, I have no patience right now.
Shut up, will ya?
The radio.
What about it?
You really couldn't get that ship out there on the water?
No, I could not. You heard me say I couldn't.
What is it you want?
Don't speak, Mrs. Oates.
Why shouldn't I speak? I have as much right as the next person here.
Because I have a gun, and that gives the right to tell you what to do.
For the moment.
Colette, no!
She only shot the wall.
Right next to you.
I told you she knew how to shoot.
Mr. Brisbane.
What is it? You want to shoot at me too?
I don't want to hurt anyone tonight. Please get that through your heads, but...
Ah, there's always one of those, isn't there?
I need to make contact with that ship out there.
They're going to be focused on the storm.
That too. They need to get as close to the rocks out there without scuttling the ship.
They should wait for the storm to pass.
Not an option.
They should anchor and let the storm...
It's not an option.
You heard her, boys. Not an option.
Can you signal with the lens of the lighthouse?
That's not what it's for. It's for making sure ships can see it and not get too close to the shore and wreck their vessels.
What about the lantern?
I don't know.
That lantern over there. Get it, but don't.
I understand. No funny business.
That's right.
What is going on, Colette? What are you trying to do?
I'm doing it.
Why don't you tell him and put him out of his misery?
What misery?
Don't you know he's crazy for you?
More fool him then.
Colette!
Gerald, please, I'm trying to think.
I have the lantern.
Light it.
I can do that.
Tell him.
You tell him. You act like you know what's going on.
As a matter of fact, girlie, I do.
Know what? What in the blue bloody blazes?
She's trying to get someone ashore.
Who?
Ask her.
Who, Colette?
Mr. Brisbane, bring that lantern over here by the window.
All right. I'm not sure they'll be able to make it out or not.
Who is out there?
Someone pretty important, I expect.
Shut up!
Who?
Mr. Brisbane.
Someone who shouldn't be coming to shore.
Who is it?
Her lover.
My husband!
Husband? But I thought we were...
Lies, Gerald. I told you a lot of them. I'm sorry.
Not really, though, are you? And I didn't know he was your husband.
He is... 4 years ago.
Would it be too nosy to ask just what we have been pulled into? Colette has a gun threatening all of us, and Helen seems to know exactly why? This lighthouse is under my care. It's my job, and I have a right to know what is going on. So does that boy over there, who you've lied to all this time...
I said I was sorry. People do these things.
What for?
The man out there shouldn't be allowed to get on our shores.
Why ever not?
Why wouldn't anyone be allowed to step foot on our soil?
He's a criminal of some kind.
No, he's not.
A killer or a thief.
No, Gerald. Why would anyone not be allowed to enter another country?
He's an enemy of the people.
No!
Yes, he is.
A spy, then.
You hit it. Right on the nose.
Mrs. Oates?
Yes, I know. You want me to shut up. But Sean is right. He has a right to know, and so does Gerald.
He's...
You can't even say what he is.
I already told you. He is my husband. I am trying to get him to safety. Who here would blame me for doing that? And he's sick. Terribly sick.
Why lie all this time you've lived here in Crack Hollow?
She needed help. Sick, you say?
Very. He needs me. I needed help.
And what better kind than an idiotic man like me?
Gerald, don't. I just want to be back with my husband.
The spy?
Call him what you will. Yes, he is, but I don't care about that.
Who for?
What?
What country?
Does it matter?
You better believe it.
How do you know all about this, Helen?
Yes, Helen. Tell us. We'd all like to know.
It seems I may have told a fib or two myself.
About what?
I was put in place here after the Great War to keep an eye on things.
By who?
Our government? Yes. You're a spy as well. What is going on here?
In 1917, right after we entered the war, a German U-boat came close to these shores to insert some of their covert operatives. They were caught, thankfully.
I don't know this story, and I was here in those days.
The military covered it up. Remember the talk about the smugglers who were caught and sent to prison?
I do.
They weren't. German operatives. After that, I was put on payroll to keep an eye out.
All these years?
Yes.
How'd I give myself away?
Too many slips of the tongue since you arrived. The fluent German, you know, and, well, I hate to admit it, but I searched your room.
You did what?
Those are more Germans out there?
I hate to tell you, Gerald, but the world is getting close to another conflict.
Germany wants peace.
Not on your life.
Please, please, let's keep politics out of it for now. She still has a gun on us, and I have a lit lantern. What do you want, Colette?
I want you to signal them and get my husband to shore.
The storm just hit.
Put that lantern in the window.
But Colette...
Do it! I don't want to resort to violence, but I will if I have to.
I have flashed in Morse code for over 5 minutes now, Colette, and no response.
What is going on out there?
My guess is that they have to focus on the storm.
And it's getting worse out there.
It is a loud one, yes.
The water is rising on the island.
None of us will be able to leave tonight.
What about the ship?
What about it?
There's a shoal of rocks out there that they have to stay away from.
They won't be releasing any boats off the ship in this.
I know what you're doing. You can just stop.
Colette, we're doing our best to help you.
Really? Are you sure about that? As soon as you found out my husband is German, all of you suddenly became...
I know you love him.
He is my life. That is my life out there.
We understand that.
Well, I don't.
Don't look at me like that, Gerald. I'm sorry for leading you on, but I need to make sure I could come out here to the island when I got word he'd be here.
By letter then, I assume?
Yes. He said he couldn't wait for us to be together again. He said he couldn't wait to hold me.
And all the while spying on us.
He also got sick trying to get here to me. I just want to see him and get him well.
He's a filthy spy.
I don't care a fiddle about that.
But we do. Even if he made it to shore, I would take him into custody.
And I'm the one who has the gun, Mrs. Oates.
If there's another conflict coming, and I guarantee you there is, sacrifices will be made.
Meaning what?
You figure it out.
We'll just have to wait for the storm to pass.
Why? So you can catch us when dawn comes? We have to get out of here right now.
I've sent every message I can think of to raise them, and still...
Have you? Have you really? I only have your word for that. Who knows what you've been relaying with that lantern? Give it here.
You'll burn us to the ground. You want that?
What did you tell them?
Everything you said to.
He did.
You're all liars. All of you. I could shoot you all down right now.
But you won't.
Won't I?
Helen's right. You don't have it in you. It's not in your eye. We all know you're only doing this out of love.
He's right. We see that. Countries and powers and politics aside, we all know that you're here for love.
You can say what you want. I hope he drowns out there.
Gerald!
What are you gonna do? Give me more of your lies?
Gerald, don't. She did it. It's done.
It's not you that was used.
There'll be worse done when the war comes. Lies will be the least of our sins, unfortunately.
I'm sorry about the lantern. Did you signal what I said?
I did. I promise you. My job is to any ship out there on the waters.
Wait. Look.
I see it. It's a light out on the water.
From the ship.
Is it Morse code?
Let me get a good look. They're flashing, all right.
It's getting ugly out there.
The water's rising on the island.
We'll be fine up here in the... Hold on.
What is it? What are they saying?
They're asking for... Their radio's down.
We knew that already.
Hush.
They wanted to get closer, but... Yes, yes, the rocks. They're thankful for the light we had. The shaft of light.
What about my husband?
Hold on, Colette.
Signal back!
You broke our lantern.
We can find another one.
Oh. Oh, dear.
What? What is it, Mr. Brisbane?
I don't know if I can...
What is it?
Tell her, Sean. Don't let it go on like this.
He's dead, isn't he?
He...
Isn't he?
He died a half hour ago, Colette.
They're wrong. He isn't. I would have known.
Colette, honey.
Don't get near me. Any of you. Is this a way of tricking me?
I promise.
He isn't, Colette. I watched the signal too, and I'm sorry. I really am.
Is there another lantern?
Yes, over there.
Get it. Light it.
What are...
No questions. Do it.
Colette?
Thank you for your kindness, Mr. Brisbane. Gerald, I am so sorry. Please believe that. Mrs. Oates? Helen?
I know. Here's the lantern.
Where are you going?
To signal the ship to bring my husband to me. Don't follow.
Colette!
You heard her.
She'll be swept out to sea.
That's what she wants, Gerald. Let her go.
I see her down there shining the lantern. She's yelling something.
I pray to God they can be together now in peace.
I hope you mean that even with him and...
A man is a man, Sean. And at the judgment, that's all that will matter anyway.
Colette.
She's gone, son.
Gone.
I'll put the coffee on.
No need. That burner keeps it hot. Well, you know that.
You have been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Shaft of Light. In the cast, as Mr. Brisbane, Quinlan Roth, Gerald, Ryan Reese, Colette, Crosby Dold, Helen Oates, Madison Rhodes. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.